Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio, sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation. Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Welcome, Columbus, Fort Benning, and Phoenix City, and also welcome to individuals that are listening in surrounding areas. We have some listeners nationwide and our international listeners. Thank you so much. And thank you to our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Special thanks to our producer, Shireen Renee. This is Financial Notes with Cindy G, and I am honored to be your host. This is a forum where people come together to share good practices that have helped them, perhaps their family, and their communities. So let's get started. But first, let's have some congratulations going out. Congratulations to President Biden. Congratulations, Vice President Harris. Congratulations, Senator John Ossoff. And congratulations, Senator Raphael Warnock. And congratulations to all of us, because as Americans, we are strong, and we have shown just how strong we are, and we continue to do that. And tonight, we're going to talk about strong finances. If you want to join the conversation, you are always invited to call 563-999-3722. Again, that number to join the conversation is 563-999-3722. Tonight's topic, financial independence. We're going to look at it, break it down, and then just bring it home. So Wikipedia, and I know some people say, don't use this as a resource, but I'm using it tonight. It is the status of having enough income to pay one's living expenses for the rest of one's life without having to be employed or dependent on others. And that income that's earned without having a job, that's commonly referred to as passive income. So we're going to use Wikipedia because that has always been the definition that was given to me for financial independence. I want it. You want it. So we're going to discuss how we will have the status of having enough income to pay our living expenses for the rest of our life without having to be employed or depending on other people. So we'll talk about the rest of our life. So first of all, we've got to look at life expectancy. And let's be honest, you know, some of us have more years, some of us have less years. We're going to look at, you know, expenses, and we're going to talk about income. So there is a report called Every CRS Report, and in this report it talks about life expectancy. I looked at the most recent one, and I'm sharing information based on what was presented in the report. So the life expectancy, a white male in the United States is 75 years of age. That life expectancy of a U.S. black male is 69. The life expectancy of a U.S. white female is 81 years, while the life expectancy of a United States black female is 76 years. So these numbers are just out there so that you can look at, you know, how many years do I have? So I take myself. I'm in my 50s. So on average, I got about 20 years, give or take. So if my annual expenses are like $30,000, then for me to be financially independent, I have to have $600,000. So let's dive into expenses. The Oxford Dictionary defines an expense as the cost required for something, you know, the money that we spend on something. So that's an expense. And then income, that income is based on how we bring income into our household. Many of us have multiple streams of income, and many of us have at least two streams of income. And then if we have a spouse, then, you know, sometimes we have four streams of income. And then with the children working, sometimes that becomes six streams of income. But we're going to look at achieving financial independence. Nathaniel Suling was nice enough to give us like 10 ways to become financially independent. And we're going to look at them, evaluate them, talk about them. You want to join that conversation, call 563-999-3722. Again, that number is 563-999-3722. And so the first thing that he said, visualize it first, then plan it. So visualize yourself being financially independent. What does that plan look like? And you know, if you're in your 20s, then it's going to look different than someone in their 50s. But everyone can have a plan. It just needs to be realistic. As a close friend of mine would say, you just have to have a clear, concise mental picture of what that financial independence will look like for you. Now, step two, budget. Oxford Dictionary defines budget as an estimate of expenditures for a set period of time. It's a skill. And as Oxford Dictionary said, hey, it's an estimate. It doesn't mean that it should be pie in the sky, but it may take a couple of months to get that budget right on point. And then there may be some variables that we cannot control. And in a case like that, you may have to tweak that schedule, that budget schedule for more than just, you know, a couple of months. But the key thing is, it's a skill, focus on it, and it is crucial for financial independence. And when you do budget for something and you find that the funds are left over, this is not splurge time. You use that money and reallocate it perhaps to paying another bill. And if you have a goal of paying something off in a timely manner, then you use those funds for that. Also, spend less than you earn. So you might say, well, hey, that's obvious, but sometimes it's a challenge. When you do spend less than you earn, then you can save and invest more. And if you're trying to achieve financial independence, you are going to have to save. You're going to have to invest. Live beneath your means. And I will add, if you receive bonuses or overtime, that when you count your income, exclude the bonuses and the overtime. There was a time I didn't do that. You know, I would say, okay, how much do I earn? You know, okay, this is what I'm working with. And then there came a time when there were no bonuses. And there came a time when there was no overtime. And guess what? There was less income, which impacted me paying my bills, which impacted me having financial independence. Because you can't save and you can't invest when you're not even paying what you need to pay. And then also, number four, build smarter safety nets. So what does that mean? Many of us, we will have a car insurance, for example, and we will pick the plan that gives us a higher deductible so we can keep our premiums low. Okay, fine. But let's make sure that our emergency fund has enough to cover the deductible. If we're going to go with the $1,000 deductible, then we have to go with the $1,000 deductible, meaning that we have that in the event something happens. So we're just doing smarter safety nets. And then eliminate debt. Now, I know you've heard this every week this month, so it has to be important. And we've discussed two ways to do that. There's that snowball, and then there's the avalanche. But you know what? You determine what works best for you. So we're just going to review really quick. So that snowball method is a strategy where you just pay off your debt in order to the smallest to the largest bill. And you gain this momentum because once you knock one bill off, you take that money and you roll it into the money so that now you're paying on the next. And then you have that sense of accomplishment. I paid that one bill off. Now I paid that second bill off. And now that momentum is just going, going, going. And that's how you're eliminating your debt. Some people choose that way, but others say, hey, no, we're going the avalanche way. And so what is that? That's the way where you pay down your debt by getting rid of your balance with the highest interest rate. You do that first. And then with this strategy, you make minimum monthly payments on the other bills. And then once you get that high interest bill paid, then you go for the second highest interest and get that paid down. And then once you get those bills down, here's the key thing. Don't run them back up again. So when you go to eliminate that debt, there's snowball and there's avalanche. But you as a family decide what works best for you. So we've looked at 5 of the 10 ways to become financially independent. Visualize it, then plan it. Have a budget. Spend less than you earn. Build smarter safety nets. Eliminate debt. We talked about 2 ways. So now we'll look at step 6. Consider your career. Now, I am not saying to quit your job, but income is needed to fuel savings and investment. So you may be able to use your skills to be a consultant. During the COVID-19 epidemic, people have used their skills and their passions to actually generate additional income. And so that is a recommendation. He also talked about downsize. So you can reach your wealth quicker by cutting your overall expenses. You can also sell items you no longer need. Then how about using those proceeds to bring down your debt or add the proceeds to savings or investment? That's an option right there. And then when you invest frugally. Be a student of investment fees and commissions so they can impact your principal. Know that if you do this transaction, how is that going to impact? What is that fee going to be? How is that going to impact your bottom line? When you get that statement in January, and there should be no surprises about how you've been impacted by those fees. And then also, buy assets that generate income, stocks, investments, collectibles. Cash investments can go up or down in the market. Do your homework. Focus on investments that are brought at attractive prices, but they are likely to appreciate over time. And then number 10, always know where you are financially. Financially planning isn't a one-step process. Your life's going to change. Your financial planning must be able to withstand the positive and the negative changes without derailing your goal of financial independence. So we're going to take a small break, and then when we come back, you're all, as I said, you're invited to join the conversation. Call 563-999-722, and we'll talk more about Nathaniel Sillin's article, 10 Ways to Become Financially Independent. See you after the break. Thank you.
Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Welcome back, listeners, to Financial Notes with Cindy G. Welcome to our Columbus, Fort Bend, and Phoenix City and surrounding areas. Welcome to our international as well as our national listeners. We are so happy to have you here, and Financial Notes with Cindy G airs every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, want to give a special thanks to our sponsors, Kingtown Family Foundation of Columbus, as well as the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Welcome to Financial Notes with Cindy G, and we're discussing the article, 10 Ways to Become Financially Independent by Nathaniel Seelan. If you want to join the conversation, you are invited to call 563-999-3722. That's 563-999-3722. Wanted to take a few minutes and just recap on some of the points, not all of them, but the first one. You know, he says visualize first. So a recommendation, a vision board. You know, you can work on that as an individual, as a couple, or as a family. How do you see yourself when you are financially independent? How will that look? You know, as I said earlier, a good friend of mine uses a statement, have a clear, concise mental picture. So what would that picture look like? You know, would it include education being paid? Would it include a new home, travel, giving back to the community? There's so many things, you know, but when you have that financial independence, what is that going to look like for you, for your family, and for your community? And then budgeting. There's always the spreadsheet. I know I've used it before, but there are many apps out there, and many of them are absolutely free that can help you with the skill of learning to budget. And then one thing I would say, be very cautious of that miscellaneous feel. Every expense, every expenditure that you think that you're going to have a line item for it. It's so easy to miscellaneous, but what happens is miscellaneous can become like just a drop off. There's 13 or 14 different items that are in there. Each item deserves its own line. So just, you know, just be careful of that when you do that. And then downsizing, you know, he talks about, you know, selling something. There's yard sales. And then there's also Facebook. In different communities, there's Facebook yard sale pages. So you can take advantage of those. And then there are also apps. You want to sell something, you take a picture, you put it on there. The person either bids for it, makes you an offer, you agree upon it, you ship it to them. You don't have to worry about meeting anybody. And that way, that allows you to actually downsize on a nationwide basis versus I'm just not just downsizing with my community here. I'm downsizing with the nation, and I'm able to sell items I'm no longer using, no longer need it. And as you said, take that money and use it to bring down your debt or to add to your savings or investment. Because the key thing with financial independence, savings and investments are going to play a role. And then also, always know where you are financially. So you're doing a monthly budget. A quarterly checkup would be great. I know some people do a monthly checkup. And as when you first start, you may want to do a checkup, a financial checkup, and say, like, where am I? Because the key thing is life is going to happen. But when it happens, it shouldn't derail your goal of financial independence. It may impact it. It may slow it down. But it should not definitely totally derail it. That should not happen. And so those are some things I wanted to hit on. And then also, if there's a skill or a passion that you have, then, you know, take advantage of that. See if particularly if it's something you love doing, find out, you know, maybe you can earn an income from that. And that's additional funds that can be used as you make your way into financial independence, which is a goal that all of us have. And when Nathaniel Seelan wrapped up his article, 10 Ways to Become Financially Independent, he has some words of wisdom. He says, diligence and sacrifice are involved in financial independence, but the smallest move can yield big outcomes. So just keep that in mind. As you're going through this process, you will have to be diligent, and you will make some sacrifices, but they will all be worth it long term. And even the smallest move can yield big outcomes. So celebrate those. And then tonight, we want to give a shout out to a small business. This one is actually in Columbus, Georgia. It's called Columbus Biohazard. It is your disinfection solution. When you call them, you're actually reaching a certified COVID-19 technician. They can ditch your home, your business, and your car. So call Ronnie White at 706-615-0909. That's Mr. Ronnie White at 706-615-0909. That's Columbus Biohazard. They are your disinfection solution. Call Mr. White at 706-615-0909. So as always, I thank you for listening to me with Financial Notes with Cindy G. And I invite you to join us next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy this weekend. Have fun. Get financially fit. Live a little, love a little, laugh a little. In fact, live a lot, laugh a lot, love a lot. And then I'll see you next Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, right here for Financial Notes with Cindy G. Signing off.
Are you struggling with vision loss as you get older? Do you have a child who is blind or losing their vision? Are you a blind person wondering how you'll succeed in school, at work, or as a parent? We can help. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness doesn't have to keep you from living the life you want. We invite you to learn more about us and how we can help at nfb.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.